It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
He also doesn't get to see his kids. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lissau. She's tougher on China than a loose bull. Former State Department spokeswoman and founder of Polaris National Security, Morgan Ortegas. Throw a breadstick in any Olive Garden in America and you'll hit 10 guys who look just like him. Fox News contributor Tom Shalhoub. And she's got more fake hair than a Trumpy bear. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor, Kat Tipp. All right. Is our national security not fine when our leaders' minds in decline? True, it could be time to bench ya if you're a leader with dementia. A Pentagon-funded study by the RAND Corporation points out the obvious. Dementia could lead to a national security threat. And I thought it could only lead to having your hair sniffed. Or laundering millions in foreign cash with your coke-addled son. Ironically, the report was published earlier this year, but they forgot to tell us about it. Evidently, they were too busy watching reruns of Matlock. The report links the dementia threat to two things. People are living longer and working later in life. Plus a third thing, people are living longer and working later in life. And worse, some people continue working even after they've stopped living.
Oh my goodness.
Thus it stands to reason that an increasing number of cleared personnel who hold or have held security clearances have or will have dementia. Translation, they won't remember their anniversary or the launch codes. It raises vital questions of national security. A, will their impaired judgment impact foreign relations? And B, will they use weapons of mass destruction to settle disputes at the villages? But the risk is the reality with Joe Biden in charge. He's already committed us to World War III over Taiwan by mistake. And not a day goes by where he doesn't say or do something that makes us wonder, is this real life? Or is it imaginary, like his handshakes to no one? If he were not president, not only would you seize the keys to his Corvette, you'd even prefer Hunter to drive for a while. It's true, Joe's more out of touch than Joy Behar at a Mensa meeting. Today at the UN General Assembly, there was this garbled mess.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
Thank God he said, let me be clear. And thank God he wasn't on the world stage or anything. It could have been embarrassing. And so his twilight years are our own twilight zone, only without the creepy music. Maybe we should add some.
Now we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
My God, that gives me chills. And last week, he told a bunch of rabbis on the phone, quote, I, you might say, was raised in the synagogues in my state. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Add that to the other places Joe claims he grew up in, like black churches, the Puerto Rican community, and Narnia. At least he didn't confuse rabbis with rabies and ask if the injections hurt. What's Joe got to say?
Come on. It's a true story, man. I'm more Jewish than most rabbis. Just ask him. I remember one time when I was 12 years old, I went missing in the temple for 3 days. My parents didn't know where I was. I told Mom, Dad, I'm just hanging with my Jewish friends. Yeah, my buddies like Corn Popstein. Yeah, he was a bad dude, but he was my bubala.
Tom, I think you're now officially more capable president than he is. Is it getting harder to do impressions of him because it's getting worse?
I don't even think I'm good at that impression anymore. I can't do it, Greg.
Yes.
I mean, if I tried to do an accurate Biden, you wouldn't understand anything I say.
Yeah.
It looked like he wore my suit. Did he have the same suit on as I did?
I think so, yeah.
I think that the people who actually run this country, it's an ideal situation for them. And a lot of people say, he can't do it. He can't possibly run again. He is going to run again.
Yeah.
He is going to run again because nobody's going to stop him. Because the people who are behind the scenes, they love this. It's the best deal possible. They push him out there every once in a while, and they're able to do what they, you know, everything that they're doing in the White House, it's actually very competent. It's a competent ruining of the United States of America. And they actually are taking advantage of this, and I think they are going to run him again. He's going to refuse to say, you know, Trump gets in there. He's going to refuse to debate Trump, and he's going to stay in the basement like he did before, and they think they're going to do this again. That's their plan. I think that they like what they're doing, and they think they can do it again.
I agree with you completely, and I also want to point out you're the only person doing impressions of Biden, and he's pure comic gold. What does that say about the entertainment industry? That's another thing. You know, Morgan, your expertise is national security and national security threats. Should we be concerned about dementia?
Like in terms of people who have security clearances who may get it? Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how we'll finally find out about the UFOs.
Yeah.
I'm dying to find out. But honestly, by the time somebody gets dementia, whatever information they have is probably pretty dated and has already like expired the security clearance on it. So I'm not so worried about that. I do think that it is risky, like, as you just said, Tom, to have somebody who's clearly not in control, the way we just saw in that video, because there's vulnerabilities and there's weaknesses there. So if you're Xi Jinping, right, or if you're Putin or whomever, you make calculations of, I can invade Ukraine, or I can, God forbid, go after Taiwan, because look at this guy mumbling on the world stage. I don't think he's going to actually do anything to stop me. So I do think, I know this show is super funny, and I love it, and number one show in late night, but I do think on a serious note that we are at grave risk in this country because we do have somebody that, I don't know what he has, but clearly nefarious actors are willing to take risks that they wouldn't take with someone else like Trump who would be in charge.
It's not just nefarious actors. We're already taken advantage of on the border because he's not doing anything. Thousands upon thousands of people are coming and he doesn't give a damn. Kat, though, I think it's unfair to blame age because Biden's always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
And there are very capable people that age who could do a good job. It's about the deceit, the lying, and the abdication of responsibility.
Oh, yeah. I would never disparage 80-year-old men as a group.
No. They're your fan base.
Exactly. Exactly. I know. I'm not going to turn on the ones who love me the most.
Yes.
But watching that video, did you just get so mad thinking about all the traffic in New York? And it's like, oh, that's what they're doing over there?
Right.
And we need to, you know, have, and also around here, because Biden was in a Broadway show yesterday, mm-hmm. and I actually like had huge problems leaving the office. He did not follow the show.
No. What's going on with all those people?
You didn't follow the show. It's like, what are we? I mean, the UN, I think, it shouldn't be in New York. It should just be in a, I mean, it's, the whole thing's a joke. We pay for everything, but it should just be in a field somewhere.
Yes, a field far away.
Go
rotated
in a field,
like the Olympics, I'd
go
say.
Go take your private jet to a field and do it there and get away. Because,
yeah.
I mean, and he just gets up there and he's like, blah, 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 blah. Like, who needs that?
It's embarrassing. Jamie, how do you feel about this?
That's a real tape you played, right? That
yes.
was not altered. Didn't you wonder if Joe Biden looks like he's doing an exaggerated impersonation of Tom Shalhoub doing Joe Biden?
Yeah.
You know what's weird? When Biden gets drunk, he has perfect diction.
Yeah.
He's a liar, Greg. Think about all the things he said. He said he grew up in synagogues. He said he had no knowledge of the family business. Remember that one time he said, I know how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
And then all that stuff. I heard that motorcade thing. I heard every time that Biden's in a presidential motorcade, he's like, why are we getting pulled over? I did hear instead of, like, putting him in the back of a limo from now on, they're just going to save time, put him in the back of an ambulance.
Oh.
Should we stop?
Cut off the middle, man.
Yeah. You done?
I think.
All right. We got to move on. Up next, while New York falls apart, they're attacking old art.
Very good.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Is this still a thing?
After all these years, is tearing down statues of historical figures still a thing? The New York City Council's Cultural Affairs Committee met today to discuss taking down historical monuments honoring Washington, Jefferson, and Columbus. Yeah, because removing historical statues worked out really well last time. Kat, if they're discussing this legislation, and I thought this whole thing was over, but the real question is, where are the homeless going to urinate?
That's not a question. The answer is wherever they want.
Yes.
Also, I was reading this article and it was like, okay, if they don't want to take them down, then the Department of Transportation has to consult with the Department of Education. So I actually don't think they'll ever come down because the government will just spend a bunch of money trying to figure out how to do it and it'll never actually happen.
Mm.
And I also, I don't know, am I just not observant? But does anybody really spend that much time looking around like, oh, that statue's of that guy? Like, everyone just looks at their phone.
That's true. This is like making a big deal where there is no deal at all. At all. You know, Morgan, I mean, without these statues, where are New Yorkers supposed to cover it stuff with graffiti? I mean,
yeah.
That's where I do it.
I'm sure that's what you do after the show.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
The crazy thing about all of this is that there's even a cultural affairs committee. I mean, this is already one of the most diverse and amazing cities on the planet. And so now you need this committee. How about having a committee to deal with crime, homelessness, the millions, thousands of migrants that are coming to the city? You know, I just feel like there's a lot going on in New York that they should be worried about. You know, perhaps those things. Pay attention to the crime of the city.
Statues don't rape and rob and kill, Jamie. They don't even move.
That's right, except for in this one nightmare I had. Yeah, and like, what is the point? Like, what is this really gonna do? Like, Washington, he's also on the dollar bill.
Yes.
Right? Like, what, yeah. Close all the strip clubs? I was thinking about Washington on the dollar. I was just thinking, like, man, I hope he liked that picture of himself. There's a headshot of me out there once. I was like, oh, it's everywhere. And
your dollar bill's on TMZ.
Yeah. I wonder if you were on the dollar bill, you probably get, like, laid a ton. Do you know what I mean? You're just, like, you're just, like, holding it out like, oh, who's that? And Ben Franklin comes up like, got change for 100?
He was a player.
That's all I got. I think it's a waste. You're right. And if you're going to get rid of somebody that you think is offensive, you're right. There's probably 30 guys doing heroin surrounding that statue in Columbus Circle. Like, let's clean up.
Exactly.
What really needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, I mean, New York's problems, Tom, are plenty. You have people robbing Walgreens, pushing women in front of subways, you know, shooting up and overdosing on your doorstep. But this is the priority.
Yeah, the group said that they want to ban statues for anyone who owned slaves or benefited from slavery.
Yeah.
Which is, I thought that was me and everybody else, right?
Yeah, yes.
Like, these groups keep saying that we're all, that, you know, we all benefited from slavery. So that would mean that no one would be able to have a statue. But then the people from the Columbus group that was trying to defend Columbus was saying, oh, Columbus was a migrant. And I'm like, oh, now you lost conservatives, you know? Yeah. Like, that's not going to help. Don't buy into their argument, you know?
Well, then we should give back the Statue of Liberty. It's from the French. They were colonialists.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
That's a great point, Morgan.
Well, I'm smart every now and then.
Yeah, you are. Mostly then.
Oh, my God.
That was mean, and I don't care. All right, all right. Thanks to Jamie Lissau, Morgan Ortega, Tom Salue, Kat Dipp, our studio audience. Fox News at Night with Dreamy Trace Gallagher is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.